This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah group said on Saturday it had fired rockets at Israel as top U.S. and EU diplomats visited the region to seek ways to halt spillover from the war. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Israel and the Iranian-backed Hezbollah group exchanged fire on Saturday, amid fears that the Gaza war could spill into Lebanon. Hezbollah, the Lebanese ally of Gaza's Hamas, said it had hit a key Israeli observation post with 62 rockets. That was described as a preliminary response to the killing of Hamas's deputy chief Salah al-Arouri on Tuesday. Israel's military said approximately 40 launches had been identified from Lebanon towards the area of Meron in northern Israel. It said it had responded with an unmanned aerial vehicle strike on, quote, the terrorist cell responsible. According to the military, Israeli fighter jets and troops also struck a series of Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle, Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. With the 100th day of Hamas hostages' captivity on January 7th, dozens of protesters in Tel Aviv's Hostages Square continued calling on the Israeli government to secure their release on Saturday. 123 people are still believed to be in Hamas's hands after the organization's militants kidnapped 240 and killed 1,200 people on October 7th. On that day, Israel launched an offensive aimed at wiping out Hamas, which has killed nearly 23,000 people in Gaza by Saturday, according to Palestinian health officials, and devastated the area. During a temporary ceasefire in November, Hamas